For Cincinnati jazz lovers, the words piano bar have a special meaning, especially if you've ever sat around the piano at Sorrento's restaurant and lounge in Reading over the past 50 years. Until Sorrento's closed in July, there were 10 bar stools around the piano so jazz lovers could enjoy the music up close and personal and sing along with show tunes or standards and ballads. To preserve that piece of unique music history, the Cincinnati Jazz Hall of Fame has stepped up to the bar, so to speak, and agreed to buy it, and they need your help. Here with me tonight to talk about the effort are Kay Casey, Cincinnati Jazz Hall of Fame president, and board member Sue Brown. Welcome to Around Cincinnati.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
So, Kay, tell me about the Sorrento's Piano Bar, and for those not familiar with it, kind of describe it to me.
Well, it's a small grand, and it had a custom piano bar built for it. And the first time I was there was in the 50s, so it's got to be 60 to 100 years old. Many, many jazz pianists played there. It was always exciting to be up there close, and the last group that played there was Lynn Scott and Don Steins and Paul Hawthorne and Sally Bowman.
So when you said it had a bar made for it, there was
yes.
a wood top that covered the piano that was the actual bar.
Well, it was attached to the side of it,
okay.
Yes.
And it had some sort of design. Was it piano keys or something?
It had piano keys on both sides, so you could play along and not make any mistakes and sing along. And
then there were stools around it.
Yes, there were 10 bar
stools.
And we bought the piano bar, the bench, the 10 bar stools, and 6 of the photographs that were on the wall there of the former pianists that had played there.
So this is for each of you. Do you have fond memories of hanging out and hearing some great Cincinnati pianists?
Absolutely. I moved over in 1965 from Indiana. I'm a Hoosier. Hanging out for me there was incredible. I was greatly influenced by the music of Hoagie Carmichael, who happens to be my uncle. So hanging
wow.
around the bar and being
that's a
part
show.
Of that. Yeah, that's a separate show. But hanging around the bar and the piano bar with all those wonderful patrons through the years and the various owners I got to know. A part of that helped with the flow of keeping jazz there for the last, I'd say, 4 years, bringing in Don Steins first on piano and adding Paul Hawthorne and eventually bringing in Sally on guitar and definitely Lynn Scott. So the last 3 years have been that group pretty much there. Every chance we had to get them there, weekly, they were there. And then I was able to develop my little jazz from the student program out of the Hall of Fame as well.
Okay, there's been so many great Cincinnati jazz pianists. Who did you hear or see there?
Oh, I only remember a blind pianist and don't remember his name back in the 50s. And I got married young, and I really didn't get interested in jazz until I moved back here in 1990. So all of those years, I couldn't tell you. Maybe Sue remembers some of them.
His name was Anon, and there were many character types. One of the last ones, two that I recall the most that were there regularly, is a gentleman who had to sort of step down and retire because he had a fall. And Bob Mace, M-A-C-E, Eddie Schmaltz, who plays still across the river at the Oriental Walk, played there on a regular basis. Both were great show pianists, more theatrical. And so it was a great sing-along Broadway type deal.
Kay, you founded this organization 6 years ago, and you've inducted Jazz Hall of Fame classes for 5 years. But this is something new, isn't it? Actually buying an artifact?
Yes, we've had donations. Inductees and their families have been donating many things, small things. In fact, it's filling up my dining room, the small things.
So small things like instruments or sheet music or
a little bit of
CDs?
Everything, CDs and photographs and plaques, all kinds of things that the musicians have. But this was the first thing that we actually purchased. And we just felt so strongly about it that this is something that when we do get a museum, that we would like to have to feature in our jazz museum.
What was so important about it?
Well, it's been here forever.
Uniquely Cincinnati, one-of-a-kind piece, right?
Yes.
So what do you need? How's the fundraising campaign going so far?
Well, it's going well. We've raised about half of what we need, and we've still got a ways to go. And what we're going to do, anybody that donates, we're going to put a plaque on the piano and list everybody that donated for us to acquire this piano.
And if somebody wants to donate, how or what do they do?
Well, the easiest way is to send a check to the Cincinnati Jazz Hall of Fame and just in the memo section put Sorrento's Piano Bar. Or you can go online. We are on Facebook and we have a website. If you go on the website, you can donate there also.
The big picture here is you're also looking for a place somewhere that would be open or accessible to the public to house the piano and this growing collection in your living room.
Yes, and I'm sure there are people out there who would be willing to do that. And we are growing. As I said, we are just 5 years old. And we're inducting this next year at Mount St. Joe University. Nick Clooney's been our MC for 6 years. He's going to be our MC.
Do you have a date set?
It's always in March, and it's Sunday, March the 22nd. And it's from 3 to 5 in the afternoon. We have a free email service. If you want to get information about jazz in Cincinnati, we've got 650 jazz fans that get the emails. We will be sending out the information, or you can also go to our website, and we will be posting that probably by the end of the year.
So, Sue, there's other things that the Jazz Hall of Fame does. You're involved with what, the scholarships or the master classes or what you're doing?
Sure. We call it our school programs because we have both high school and college students involved now. And when it started, it was strictly high school. We added a mentoring program this year, so our college students who have been through the Jazz at Dust series can help us with the new students coming in. We first started with the John DeForg Jazz Masterclasses in-school program, and we expanded to offer the Big Band series now, and our first one was this past spring offering the Blue Wisp Big Band. We've expanded that program to an outreach level where we have gone into taking our Jazz at Dust group to perform at the symphony.
Through you, there's some place you could hear jazz. Is it weekly around town?
Four venues. You can go to the Hall of Fame website. That will list the times and those venues. Our workshop is on Tuesdays at Cafe Vivace, 4:30 to 6. Anyone's welcome to come that's in high school, selecting jazz as their future. Then we have, of course, Latitudes Bistro once a month. And we have weekly Washington Platform with our Advanced Jazz Trio. And our other advanced jazz trios every other Wednesday at John Rivera's restaurant at the Edgecliff called La Bar et Bouff.
Kay, Sue, thanks for sharing your vision with the Cincinnati Jazz Hall of Fame with us. Good luck in your efforts to buy that iconic piano bar, find a place for it, and thanks for all you do to honor Cincinnati's wonderful jazz heritage and keep the jazz alive in Cincinnati.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.
I've been speaking to Kay Casey and Sue Brown from the Cincinnati Jazz Hall of Fame. On our website, wvxu.org, you'll find a link to the Cincinnati Jazz Hall of Fame and everything we've just talked about. For Around Cincinnati, I'm John Kiesmutter.